From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have got a great show for you today. Actress and writer Tina Fey of Saturday Night Live and the star of NBC's 30 Rock will be joining us to play our Not My Job game later on. But first, we got a lot of mail from scientists objecting to our story last week about a new book on the female brain. The author of that book says that women talk three times as much as men do. And further, the author says that men think about sex once every 52 seconds. Our correspondents wrote in to tell us it's all nonsense. There's absolutely no good scientific evidence for any of that. We apologize. We should have known, of course, that that couldn't be true. Imagine a man going a whole 51 seconds without thinking about sex. So whatever's on your mind right now, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Abigail Tobia from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Hey, Abigail, how are you?
I'm doing great. Kind of cold down here.
It's not as cold as it is here, let me tell you.
Very true.
Yeah, yeah. Where's Broken Arrow?
It's a suburb of Tulsa.
I have to say, Broken Arrow doesn't sound like a suburb. It sounds like a hardy frontier post.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking subdivisions when I think Broken Arrow.
Isn't that also code for losing a nuclear weapon?
I think it was code for we stole it from lots of people.
Yeah, I guess. Well, welcome to the show, Abigail. Now, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian and author of the new book, There Is Nothing in This Book, I Meant to Say, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Abigail.
Next, say hello to a writer and a contributing producer on the NBC comedy Scrubs, Ms. Angela Nissel.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author most recently of Norman Tuttle on the Last Frontier, Mr. Tom Beaudet.
Hi, Abigail.
Hi.
So, Abigail, welcome to our show. Now, we are asking you to play a brand new game. It's one we're calling...
Our eyes met on a crosstown bus 2 years ago, and I've been obsessed with you ever since.
You've seen them, those missed connection ads at the back of your local alternative weekly, you know, where you can desperately try to find that special person you saw on the subway. Well, we noticed a few people in the news that probably were feeling wistful about a lost opportunity like that, so we took the liberty of writing three missed connection ads for them. Guess the news story. Two times out of three, you'll win our prize. Ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, here is your first missed connections ad.
Me, older, wiser gentleman, snowy white hair, waddles. I used to watch you playing Nintendo at your father's White House. You looked like you needed a strong hand, someone to bend you over their knee and give you a spanking, and maybe some ideas on how to get yourself out of the mess you made. You want a father figure, but not your own actual father? Call me.
So that would be a missed connection between what two men?
James Baker and President Bush.
You're so right. This week, Mr. Baker released the final report of his Iraq study group. The report concludes the Iraq war is not going all that well, and maybe we should try something different. Next, Mr. Baker will head up a commission that will seek to determine, in a bipartisan fashion, where exactly the sun sets. Now, the reason everybody paid so much attention to this highly ornate statement of the obvious was the hope that maybe the president will listen this time. Hopes were dashed, though, when President Bush's spokesman suggested that now, quote, Jim Baker can go back to his day job, unquote. That job, of course, being patting the back of the first President Bush while he weeps uncontrollably.
Every quote I hear is saying, well, we hope President Bush will listen. Did he get the audiobook version? Or did he actually read?
No, this is also true. No, actually, President Bush said this. Somebody asked President Bush at his press conference with Tony Blair. They said, well, you get so many things. How do we know that you're going to take this seriously? And he said, well, I'll tell you how seriously I took it. I read it. And everyone in the news corps was like, ooh. All right, here is your next missed connection ad.
You, extremely handsome and charming African-American man from Illinois. Me, bossy woman in a power suit. Saw you were in my home of New York this week, hanging with some of my biggest donors and the reporters who usually obsess about whether I'm going to run for president. Would like to meet you one-on-one. Come alone and unarmed.
So that was a missed connection. From whom to whom?
Would it be Hillary Clinton and Obama?
It would be Barack Obama, of course. Senator Obama, in the political equivalent of going to your house and hitting on your girlfriend, went to New York to meet with donors for a potential presidential bid of his own. A Hillary staff member, speaking anonymously to our imagination, said, quote, "It's just insane that some politician from Illinois could come to New York and expect to be taken seriously."
Did she announce?
She has not announced, but they're going through this elaborate political kabuki in which you take certain steps to indicate that you're interested, and she has taken those initial steps.
Because I thought I saw a thing that said that there was like four people she had called and said that she was running, as opposed to coming out and saying, I'm going to. I saw her interviewed on, I don't know what it might have been, some news magazine show. And after this long, long piece of her campaigning and a bunch of interview interstitial stuff, finally the interviewer said, "Are you going to run?" And she actually said, "I haven't thought about it." It reminded me a little bit of my daughter, quite frankly. Like, yeah. Some of the lies are just like, why would you even?
Why bother? Yeah.
I saw you do it. What are you talking about? It's not even worth the energy. Yeah. I I'm not all that politically minded. I've thought a lot about whether or not she's going to run. I think, why should I be staying up nights over it if it's not troubling her at all?
All right, Abigail, here's your last missed connection. This one happens to come from the back page of New York's Village Voice.
I'm the pudgy guy with greasy fingers that used to meet up with you every day down at Ray's Cheeseburger Hut on 14th Street. All of a sudden, you're not there anymore. I miss your mouthfeel, your shelf life, and the way you used to make my cholesterol level spike up like a moon rocket. Come back. I'd rather have you clog my heart than break it.
That anonymous New Yorker was wondering about what happened to his beloved what?
Is it trans fat?
Yes, indeed. New York City, which has, of course, pioneered such things as the preschool admission interview and the $4,000 a month rat hole apartment, once again has led the way by banning trans fats. Those are the artificial fats used to make some processed foods. Because this is New York, though, we expect to be hearing soon about underground parties in Brooklyn where the hip crowd will go to pay $100 a shot to snort Krispy Kreme donuts. Carl, how did Abigail do in our quiz?
Abigail had the perfect game, Peter. 3 for 3, so she wins our prize. Congratulations.
Very well.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
We want to remind everybody that they can join us here at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.